The Art of Work, Section 9. As I observed all the injustice under the sun, I saw the tears of the oppressed, but no one would comfort or rescue them, for power was in the hands of their oppressors. I declared that the ones who have died are better off than those still living under such conditions. Even more fortunate are the unborn, for they are not yet exposed to all the evil taking place upon the earth. I noted that all the energy and skill we pour into our work is motivated by the envy of our neighbors. This competition is as futile as racing the wind, but I also saw a fool who lazily folded his hands and ruined his life. I concluded that one handful with rest is better than two handfuls with toil and grasping for the wind. If you wish to live wisely, you must understand that it requires time spent in contemplation. Wisdom and knowledge are connected, but different. With knowledge, you gather information and store it away in your mind. Wisdom is seen at the points of decision, places where we look at the knowledge we have accumulated and then sort through it to find the best response for the situation we find ourselves in today. The difficulty is that there are often a number of ways to look at a problem, a number of paths that could be taken in any situation. Today, Qohelet has noted that when we look at the core reasons we work so hard, we sometimes discover that we are working to keep up with those around us. We want what they have, so we work to get it. Or we simply go get it, and then we work to pay it off along with the accumulated interest. Competing with others is a foolish way to live, for you can never win at that game, and it will never satisfy you. On the other hand, deciding not to work at all is a choice that will ruin your life. We find a great deal of our daily satisfaction in life from working, and choosing to let others support us is a dead end, a street from which there is often no return. Wisdom seeks to find a balance in the midst of extremes, and later Qohelet will tell us that the person who honors God avoids all extremes. This is where the better-than comparisons of wise choices come into play. Fools want easy answers without any thought or contemplation. Just tell me what I am to believe, what I am to do next. What was a wise response some time ago can not simply be repeated over and over in every context. An ever-changing world requires us to think again through the situations we are encountering. At best, wisdom can offer observations on paths that are better than others, and that's where Qohelet leaves us today. One handful with rest is better than two handfuls with toil and grasping for the wind. It's a great proverb, but it takes daily choices to bring it into play in a personal and meaningful way. My name is Vance Neudorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes. Theartofwork.ca, where we bring ancient wisdom to life. Thank you for listening.